2:51 p.m. You're locked into the Derek Fleming Show. How's everybody doing on this Sunday? Every now and then I'll read a story and it really catches my attention. Some stories just are interesting to me. So typically if a story is that interesting, I'll just speak on it. I didn't necessarily write anything or take a lot of notes. So just kind of bear with me here. I just want to speak my thoughts on the Common and Jennifer Hudson situation. Of course, Common is a rapper. His song, Go, Go. I love that song. The song Selma that he did with John Legend. Common is a guy, great rapper, great. I've seen him in the movie with Queen Latifah. He's a great actor as well. Just a guy that I think is just a multifaceted, very talented guy. Jennifer Hudson, of course, is a songstress. She was in Dreamgirls. She has an array of different songs. Her start came on American Idol, but she has since become, if I'm not mistaken, a Grammy winner. You know, just she's multifaceted as well. She can sing the phone book if she wants. Just I think she's comparable to someone like a Whitney Houston. When I look at people like her and Fantasia and, you know, those women just have a natural ability to just sing at whatever octave they can sing. And Jennifer Hudson is somebody who obviously has had a few ups and downs when it comes to dating and trying to find the right man. So when she started dating Common, a lot of people's antennas went up. A lot of people were favorable of it. Some people thought it wasn't a good idea. There are women that are going to say, why is she dating a guy that has dated so many different women? He's been linked to so many different women romantically. Why would she even take that type of chance with this type of guy? But, you know, this is their business. And, you know, here what I do here on the Derek Fleming Show is just talk my opinion. Recently, Common proposed to Jennifer Hudson. And she declined, which I thought was kind of different. Typically, when a man proposes, he gets on one knee. A woman doesn't typically say no. But she did. She decided that she did not want to do that. You know, that she, by her words, from what I'm reading, there were some red flags with Common. Obviously, his dating history is very vast. He has dated a tremendous amount of women. He is what many women consider a serial dater. So, you know, Jennifer Hudson, she said, hey, like, I'm seeing red flags. I don't know if I should accept. I'm not, you know, going to accept this opportunity to become this man's wife. And I just want to speak on that because I think these are what we call the repercussions of the game. Oftentimes when a man is out there sowing his oats, he's out there playing the field, doing whatever. He's not thinking like, you know, even though I'm chalking up all these women, it's kind of like a scorecard. I got with this one. I got with that one. At some point, guys, you're going to want to get married. At some point, you're going to want to say, I'm ready to get serious. I'm ready to get serious. I don't want to play the field anymore. I want to find a wife. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to possibly have a family, White House, picket fence type of thing. And you don't want a woman to be able to be like, well, you was with this one, that one. You know, I'm looking at this. You dated this person, that person. I think what Common is actually going through is pretty sad because for him to propose to this woman, obviously he's in love with Jennifer Hudson. I felt the chemistry when he was on her show. They seem like two peas in a pod. They seem happy, serenity. It just seemed like a match made in heaven. But when he proposed, she declined. She said, nope. And I think it's because, you know, oftentimes with a guy like Common, once you've played the field and you've been linked to so many different women, other women are going to jump in and say, girl, you sure you want to do that? Other women are going to tell Jennifer Hudson, hey, Common's been around the block a little bit. It's just like men do, you know, let's say I'm marrying a woman. I'm getting ready to get married and, you know, some of my guy friends are like, you sure you want to do that? You know, she has a reputation. She's this, she's that. It's the same thing with a man. And I think what Common is going through is he made some very bad decisions dating wise. He dated these people. The relationships didn't work for whatever reason. Now he's serious and he wants to, you know, make Jennifer Hudson his wife. She's like, nope, pump the brakes. I'm not doing it. And I think it's embarrassing almost that she rejected his proposal for whatever reason. You know, we don't know the specifics, but that's what I'm reading online, that she felt some red flags there. And I think guys have to be careful because, like I said, it's the repercussions of the game. You're playing the field, you're out there, you're wilding, you're with the fellas, you're in the club, you're spitting game, you're meeting these women, you're putting the notches on your belt. But women are watching that. And for a woman that wants a husband, a solid man, a man of God, a man who, you know, is going to be a good father to her kids potentially, a man who is husband material, solid in every aspect, I think a guy like Common is going to put up red flags for a lot of women. Just because if you have a trajectory of jumping from woman to woman on a consistent basis, I think for a lot of women, that could be a scary thing because she's like, is he going to do me the same way? If I accept his proposal and I marry this man, let's say 6 months down the road, a year down the road, once he's tired of me or he's bored, you know, he's a serial dater. So is he's going to meet somebody else at the gym and just, you know, throw me to the curb? And I think, you know, I do think people change. And I think if she loves Common, maybe he deserves a chance. But I think there are so many people that are going to say he's for the streets. He's community, you know, property. He sleeps with everybody. He jumps around. And I think that's what men have to be careful of, as do women. Our reputations are all we have, essentially. And anytime you tarnish that or you taint that in any way, there are people that's gonna speak on it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's just life. That's just the way it goes. Once you get out there and you make certain decisions and you're with a lot of women or you're with a lot of men, there are people that are keeping score. There are people that's going to link you to these people. And even though you're not that person anymore, you're not doing those particular things anymore, there are people that are going to throw your past in your face and say, you know what? He's community property. He's for the streets. He's always been a player. That's the lifestyle that he has chosen before you. So if you choose to become his wife, just know what you're getting yourself into. And I think Rick Ross is up against that as well, because he dates a lot of women. He was dating the Christine Mackey girl. Now he has a totally different girl. Before that, he was dating the young lady from Wildin' Out, Pretty V. These guys date a lot of women. When you're a celebrity, you have access to a lot of beautiful women. You have a lot of money. Obviously, the temptation is there to, you know, be in the streets. But I think that can be a double-edged sword for a lot of men. And I'm going to keep you guys posted on the Common and Jennifer Hudson situation. This is a story that I read this morning. She declined his proposal. She said, nope, not going to do it. And I'm reading that he was a little bit hostile. He's a little bit taken back and hurt and obviously blasting her like she wasted his time, because these two were in this relationship, and when he popped the question, like so many women say they want men to do, she was like, nah, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm okay over here. I'm not going to jump into a marriage with a man who has a dating history that's bigger than Mount Rushmore, and I understand that. So whatever they decide to do, I'm in support, because at the end of the day, we know relationships are hard. Relationships can be very complicated in so many different ways from start to finish. Two people trying to coincide, trying to cohabitate together, trying to build a life together. That's never simple. It just isn't. There are too many moving parts, and it's just a lot of things that go along with that. So I'm wishing Jennifer Hudson and Common the best, regardless of what happens. But you guys are locked into the Derek Fleming Show at 3 p.m. on a Sunday. I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of your day. Take care, guys.